Hi there. Welcome to Crazy Good God Podcast. I'm Nancy Teague, and thanks for joining me. Today, I want to consider big God, big Jesus, and hence big us. Before doing that, there's some news to share. What a ride it's been doing Crazy Good God Podcast, a roller coaster of how to do a podcast, having too much to say, how to reduce it to get to the point, to see new truths about God, to what do I know, so why am I doing this, to joy and gratitude when someone tells me an episode opened their eyes to knowing more of God. Just having a little part in trying to unfold crazy about us, good God, has been a joy to me, a lot of work, and personally rewarding. 17 months of podcasting with one episode every Wednesday brings me to episode number 68. Interesting that 6 is the number for man and 8 for new beginnings, growth, new life. Here's my news flash. This will be my last podcast for I don't know how long. Why? A series of circumstances led me to realize the Lord was stirring me back to focusing on my art. Recently, a retired seasoned gallerist and art critic commented on new work, saying, "Your work is more open." I saw what he meant and intuitively knew it was connected to the deeper dives preparing these podcast episodes. Less time was being given to my artwork because of the podcast, but those deeper dives were showing up on my canvas. As an aside, in the Lord, there is always freedom. He never boxes us in or limits us. He always has more for us. Any ministry in the Lord never has guilt, expectations, or pressure. He flows through you, even over a cup of coffee with someone. Loving, enjoying, caring are the most profound ways of living in and sharing Jesus. Part of me will miss doing the podcast, but there's an excitement and a release to refocus on my abstracts, and knowing God, He still has more wows for me. What an honor to have you join me in this journey of discovering God bigger, kinder, more relational than religion had told us, joy-filled, jaw-dropping, plus offensively good. Perhaps you have also experienced this. Now, sometimes revelation hits you, and it is accompanied by, can God really be that good? Now to big. St. Bonaventure, 13th century, explained, God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. It bears repeating, God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. Gosh, how big is He? C. Baxter Kruger, author, theologian, in his book Jesus and the Undoing of Adam, said, "The relationship, the union between God and humanity in Christ is the eternal plan of God which preceded creation. God always purposed to become flesh. They always planned to bless us beyond all we can think or ask. It is not God alone, but God and man together constitute the content of the Word of God." End quote. That is profound insight. Just think about that. We are intricately woven into the substance of Jesus, the Word made flesh. Rumi said, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop." Now that is quantum thinking. How big are you in Jesus? The Trinity purposed and designed us to have a place in their wondrous divine circle, whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. Sin was not a hindrance to their plan. Where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. We still don't really get that because our focus is on sin. Consider these scriptures that proclaim big. Since Jesus is the fullness of deity in bodily form, since Jesus made all things, and there is nothing made that was not made by him, since Jesus and God knew us before they formed us in the womb, since Jesus said, "You must be simply born again to enter the kingdom," born in the Greek above, and again, natural birth, since Jesus and God made man in their image and likeness, since Jesus sustains all things, since Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, have loved us with an everlasting love, since Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, will never leave us nor forsake us, since Jesus is before, meaning face to face with all things, and in him all in union with him, and since Jesus, Father, are impartial, then how could any human being not already be included, immersed, and accepted in the Beloved? Remember, God's inclusive purpose and plan preceded creation. They initiated and completed everything. The only thing left for us to do is receive. It's like a light bulb comes on. Receive, in John 1:12, Greek, to comprehend, grasp, aggressively lay hold of. If you think you have to do something to get saved, that is legalism, and your true identity is hidden from you. Result, expect guilt, doubts, struggle to hound you in your walk. God does not hound. He encourages, enjoys, and loves. Everyone is invited into their relationship. No requirements, no rules, no expectations. They have always enjoyed you, and every single person, even before time began. Does that boggle your mind? It should. Big is everywhere. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are bigger than big in their giving and sharing. The relationship of Father, Son, Holy Spirit flows in mutuality. No one is over another. In kind, they share mutuality with all of us, all favorites. Habakkuk prophesied, "Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told." May you grow continually in astonishment of big God in all his goodness toward you and everyone. Bliss to you, and never forget, God is absolutely crazy about you forever and ever.